Please welcome Amy Wall.
My kids actually say, tell everyone that I work in murders and acquisitions. It's the only way I get respect in San Diego. Thank you guys all for hearing my story. This reminds me of karaoke for storytellers. It's awesome. Okay, so I'm just going to unwind this in case I need to start pacing. If you guys see me pacing, it might be the nerves getting to me. So I spent 20 years as a competitive runner. I ran at university and followed that with a stint with a couple of running clubs. And this story, it takes place after, well, in hindsight, it was the best season I'd ever had in running. And although this part of it has nothing to do with it, my husband and I took a trip to England to visit his family. And it was right before I was about to compete, so technically I was supposed to be tapering, which means I was supposed to be running easy in preparation for the big season. So we go to England, and the next day we go to the gym, because I'm supposed to still be running, and we show up at the gym, and it's this big, giant gym in Manchester with big glass doors, and it's this really fancy gym, right? So I go into the gym, and I look around, and I can't believe what I see. Like, the women in this gym are wearing makeup, and their hair's done, and they look better than I did an hour into my own wedding. I mean, these girls were totally done up, right? And here I had turned up in the clothes that I'd worn on the plane. They were kind of workout clothes that I'd packed to second as pajamas. So here I am, I've got my hair is like kind of pushed up on one side, and I kind of palm licked it down haphazardly on the way over, trying to kind of look the part, and I'm looking around going, holy cow, these girls, these women have like more tight butts per capita than at the Las Vegas Cosmetic Surgery Symposium. So anyway, I'm thinking to myself, well, obviously I'm not doing pretty today, so I better do professional athlete, right? So I kind of strut over to the treadmill, and I start running on the treadmill. And I think, I mean, I've been a runner for a long time at this point, right? So I'm running along, and I'm kind of at the height of the competition, right? So I'm running in the fast lane. I'm running the height of competition, and I'm kind of in the competitive mode of my mind. And I look in the corner of my eye, and I see this other runner on a treadmill. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, right? You're like, you're running, and you see this runner, and you think, well, I gotta run faster than her, right? I mean, naturally. So I kind of turn up my treadmill, and I'm kind of thinking to myself, my coach has already told me you need to run easy. So I'm thinking to myself, I gotta run easy, but I gotta speed it up just enough to show her who's boss. So I'm running along, and I kind of see her again out of the corner of my eye. And she's got these cute little Bambi legs, right? And I'm thinking, damn. So I'm running along, and then I kind of notice that she sped up her treadmill as well. Right? I was like, okay, it's on. So I turn up my treadmill again, right? So I'm running faster, and I've got to kind of really focus to stay in that, like, easy mode, because I'm supposed to be running easy. And I kind of look over again, and she sped up her treadmill as well. And I really wanted to turn and look at this girl and size this girl up. But, you know, as a woman, you can't do that, because it just means they won. I don't know what, but so I'm running along, and I'm like, I find myself turning up the treadmill again, and I'm running, and I'm running, and I can feel my heart rate going up, and I kind of see out of the corner of my eye, this damn girl has turned up her treadmill as well. So I start thinking to myself, okay, surely this Bambi girl is going to start wondering who this runner is, you know? I start speeding it up. I'm like hitting that up button like a losing contestant on Jeopardy. I'm like hitting it, going faster and faster, totally out of breath. And I'm like, surely she must think, who is this runner? And come off the treadmill and look it up on the internet to try to figure out who she's competing against. Not happening. She's increasing her speed as well. She's going super fast. And I'm like, damn, this Bambi. So I'm running. And then I start thinking, maybe she's an Olympic athlete or something, because she looked like she kind of knew what she was doing. She looked really smooth, and she looked like she was obviously a runner. And so I start thinking, well, maybe it's a professional runner. And I was thinking Paula Radcliffe, she's from England, so maybe she's from Manchester, I don't know. running, keep turning up my treadmill. She keeps turning up hers, full-on competition, right? And at this point, I'm like really getting anaerobic, and I'm thinking, okay, I have about 30 seconds left. She's not giving up. Finally hit anaerobic, totally out of breath, come off the treadmill, hands to the knees, which my coach told me I shouldn't do because it shows a sign of defeat. But the reality was I kind of had been defeated, and I was justifying all of my behaviors at this point. So I'm puffing and puffing, and I stand up. I've got to see who Bambi is, right? So I turn to look at Bambi, and what I saw was unbelievable. For the past 30 minutes, I'd been competing against the one person I could actually never beat, myself.